Hi, my name is Emily Chadbourne, and welcome to Unashamedly Human, the podcast, where we explore how we can better understand our thoughts, feelings, and actions, change our results, and feel less alone as we navigate that crazy thing called life. This show is sponsored by absolutely bloody nobody because, well, no one is willing to pay me for this shit yet. But I am a huge believer in supporting other small businesses that I love and fellow entrepreneurs who, like me, are trying to make the world a better place. So if you hear me recommend or promote other coaches, products or services, please know that it's not an ad. I just want to share the love. Also, though, if you did want to sponsor me, I would completely be okay with that. So you could email me at info@emilychadbourne.com. Do Chanel sponsor podcasts?
Hello and welcome to Unashamedly Human, the podcast. Hello. Got back to my roots there. I'm a Somerset girl through and through. I believe this to be episode 28, but I'm not really sure if I'm going to be completely honest, and nor do I care. And it caught me thinking, why do people obsess about what number podcast they're on or listening to? Anyway, it's an episode of Unashamedly Human. My name is Emily Chadbourne, and this is the first episode that I have recorded of 2020, and we are really into like the guts of February now. And if I'm going to be honest, I wasn't really sure what I was doing with this podcast when I launched it. A little bit like the rest of my life, if I'm going to be completely honest. I am a massive believer that you've got to start doing stuff before you feel ready, because if you're waiting to feel ready, it's like waiting for confidence to arrive, right? It never happens. You have to move into the uncomfortableness. You have to move into the uncertainty. You have to lean into the, what the fuck am I doing, in order to work out what you need to be doing. And so when I launched Unashamedly Human, I kind of had a vague idea of how I wanted listeners to feel and what I wanted them to implement, but I wasn't really sure about the format or how often I was going to do them or how well they were going to be received. And, you know, all the fear and the ambiguity that uncertainty brings with it came into play. And so towards the end of 2019, I was looking at the figures around Unashamedly Human, the podcast, i.e. how many of you are listening to it? And the answer is not very many. And that's cool. I take that as feedback that the quality of these podcasts needs to go up, that I need to be more concise and more intentional about what I'm recording and why I'm recording it and how I want people to receive it. And I will continue to do them for a bit longer. And I think as long as I'm enjoying doing them, then how many people listen to them is almost irrelevant. If I'm not enjoying them and no one's listening to them, then where the fuck is the point? And if I am enjoying them, then maybe more people will start listening to them because they'll pick up on that energy. So I really had to start thinking about, instead of creating content that I think other people are going to want to hear or content that I see other practitioners churning out, I have to be really true to myself, and I have to talk about some of the cool shit that's happening for me and that I'm implementing in my life and in my business through my mindset, in the hope that maybe if you implement some of that, you'll be able to see change in your life as well. So yeah, kind of going real back to basics with Unashamedly Human, the podcast, I'm just going to start chatting about what's working for me, and I invite you to try that on for yourself, pick up some of the tools and strategies that I'm going to be sharing, and if they work for you, then rock on, and if they don't, you can put them down and no harm done. So the other thing that I'm going to just ask is that if you really love this podcast, then please tell your mates about it. Please share it on social media. You can go to Spotify and hit the little three dots by this episode and share it. I believe you can do something like that on iTunes as well, and rate and review it. And you can tag me on Instagram, Emily_thatcrazythingcalledlife. Use the hashtag UnashamedlyHuman and tell other people about why you love the episode. And look, if you don't, all good. If I continue to get feedback from the universe that no one's really listening, then I'll just stop doing it. But right now, I think I'm just going to try this tactic, which is just going to enjoy recording these episodes with the intention to come from my heart, with the intention to help as many people as want to listen, and I'll see where that ends up. So today I just want to share something which seemingly sounds very simple and irrelevant, but it's made a real impact in my life over the last few months, and I can't quite remember where I heard this. I would love to say that I came up with this myself in an inspired moment in meditation, but it would be a lie. Pretty sure I just heard someone else talk about it and was like, that sounds cool. Maybe it was Marie Forleo, but I cannot hand on heart promise you that that's where this came from. So sorry that I can't be 100% certain on crediting the creator of this concept. It's to do with the art of language, really, and in neurolinguistic programming, which is one of the modalities that I'm trained in and one of the modalities that I use to help coach my clients into transformation. We talk a lot about language. How you language your world will have a direct impact in how you experience your world, the perception that you put onto your world, and therefore the way that you manifest the results in your world. And one of the things that I know to be true is that the more careful I am with my language, and I don't mean restrictive with my language, I mean the more conscious awareness I bring to how I express my internal representation through my emotions, how the stories that I tell myself about what other people are doing and what I'm making that mean, and the general day-to-day, how I'm expressing myself to in terms of energy. That bit was a bit waffly. Nah, fuck it. I'm not going to edit this shit either anymore. Because you know what? That makes me not enjoy recording them. I'm just going to be hashtag unashamedly human about it. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So the more I am consciously aware of the language that I'm using, the more I'm beginning to realize that I can shift my perception around my reality and therefore have a little bit more of an influence on my reality. And I don't mean like I think that I can control everything and everyone, because I think, my God, if you are under that perception, fuck, you're in for a hard time, because here's a little bit of breaking news. You can't control no one. I am not in control of anything other than my own thinking and my mind and my emotional resilience and how I choose to do what with my body. So those things are very powerful. But equally as powerful is understanding that you cannot control other people, that you are not in charge of what other people do. And if you are outsourcing your happiness to Sharon saying this in this tone at this time, doing this thing in this particular way, then you're kind of fucked. Because you know what? Sharon's just going to do Sharon. You don't have control over that. You only have control over you, but that is your superpower. And language is a massive, massive part of that. And so the thing that I want to share with you today and the thing that I invite you to start experimenting with is substituting one word for another. It's really simple. Instead of saying that you can't do something, there's my messenger going. I'm almost popular over here. Instead, I should have turned that off. And you know what? I didn't. I forgot about it. Anyway, there we go. Instead of saying you can't do something, I actively encourage you to start saying I won't do something. So let me give you an example of that. This morning when I woke up, I really, really, really wanted to go back to sleep immediately. I did not want to wake up and go through my morning meditation and the ritual that I have around that. So I meditate for 32 minutes every single morning before 6 a.m. And involved in that is a short kriya, which is a sort of set of exercises and some tuning into the kundalini energy. And anyway, that's really boring. All you need to know is my alarm went off at 5:10 this morning and I was like, oh, fuck no. What the fuck is this shit? I desperately, desperately want to go back to bed. And the thought that I had in my head was, I can't do this today. I cannot. I'm so tired. I didn't sleep well last night. I can't do this. And the moment that I caught that language in my mind and substituted the word can't for won't, I suddenly got asked to step back into my integrity, to step back into the person who now has a choice about whether or not she shows up for herself and her spiritual practice this morning. Because when I tell myself I won't, that's actually quite confronting. I won't meditate this morning. I refuse to do that. And it gives me back the choice. And it also asks me, well, do you want to be that person that doesn't put her spiritual practice first and foremost? Do you want to be that person that breaks that integrity with herself? Do you want to be that person that says that she's going to do something and then doesn't do it, and therefore breaks a little bit of trust with herself? And because we all know that, well, maybe we don't, but believe me, I'm learning more and more and more and seeing more and more evidence to support the theory that the way that I treat myself will be reflected back in the way that I see the universe treat me. So if I want to see trust and integrity in the people that I surround myself with, I have to be in trust and integrity with myself. And if I'm going to promise myself to do things and then break that trust with myself, I cannot be surprised if the people around me, the opportunities around me, the circumstances around me, the experiences around me mirror that break of trust. It has to start with me. So, I'll give you another example of how this played out for me really recently. One of the things that I really felt like I could not do really recently was start writing my own book. I've been talking about this fucking book for bloody ever, feels like. In fact, if you're following me on social media, if you're part of That Crazy Thing Called Life, which is my free Facebook group, or if you're following me on Instagram, Emily_That Crazy Thing Called Life, I talk about it in my Insta stories quite a lot. You know, you will all have heard about hashtag Em's Book Club. Basically, what I did a couple of years ago is I decided to write a blog a week for an entire year in order to prove integrity and trust with myself around writing content. And I wanted to prove to myself that I could, even if I wasn't inspired, even if I didn't feel like it, even when it was hard, I could stand at my laptop and I could write a blog a week, even when I didn't feel like it. Because what I know to be true about success is that fucking most of the journey, I'm just going to make up a percentage here, I'm going to go with 87% of the journey of success is about showing up. And I can't do math, so I can't tell you what the other is, but 100 minus 87% is strategy. And obviously I'm making light of that statistic, but it's true. Most of success in life is showing up, even when you don't want to, even when you can't be bothered, even when you'd rather sit, excuse me, I'm choking on a nut, even when you'd rather sit on your sofa with your puppy eating chocolate, watching shit on Netflix. You have to show up. If you don't show up, you don't get the reward. And so I really wanted to prove that I could do this. I wanted to build the skill around writing. I wanted to start engaging with an audience through the written form. I wanted to start developing this identity with myself as a writer. And I knew that I needed at some point to start doing things, I knew that I needed to start writing even when I didn't feel like it. Because unless you are writing conversations with God, what's that guy's name called? Neil someone? I can't remember the author, hang on. Neil Walsh, that's his name. Who allegedly channeled conversations with God. Most of us mere mortals are just here doing the boring, hard graft, burning the midnight oil, like banging out the book. When they don't want to, when no one's looking, when there's no accolade, when there's no cheerleading squad, you're just literally standing there writing. And I knew I had to go through that process to prove to myself that I could do it. So I wrote a blog a week, 52 weeks, if you want to check them out. Some of them are great, some of them are shite, but some of them are really good. Go and check them out, emilychadbourne.com, and then go to the Read Me page. They're all there for you. 52, you can count them. After that, I kind of thought, well, I deserve a little bit of a break now, don't I? Look at me go. And so I stopped writing for a bit. And then that little bit became a bit more of a bit, and it became a couple of months, and that couple of months became a few months. And then all of a sudden I was like sitting there going, I'm not writing this book. I can't do it. I cannot write this book. I can't find the motivation. I can't find the inspiration. I don't have that same level of accountability that I had with the blog writing. And then all of a sudden, I remembered this thing, substitute the word can't for won't and see what happens. And so instead of languaging to myself, I can't, I just started saying, I won't write this book today. And that became a really painful thing to then say, because the moment I say can't, I'm outsourcing my responsibility to something else, to time or to circumstance or to not having enough inspiration. Like, I'm outsourcing that. It's no longer my responsibility. I can't. Something is stopping me. My circumstances are stopping me. And the moment I start saying, well, I won't, now I'm back in control of it. And so I just started wandering around saying to myself, I won't write my book. I won't write it. I can, I'm just not. I'm choosing not to. And that then became really quite painful for me. And what I know to be true is that most people won't make a change unless they're in enough pain in their current situation to outweigh the fear of the change. And so I just one day was so sick of telling myself, I won't write this book, I won't write this book, that I decided to move towards the strategy that I had used in the blog writing. And formed my own little book club of about 15 women who every fortnight now hold me accountable, and I have to submit a chapter to them. And slowly but surely, every fortnight, another chapter gets submitted and this book is forming. And there are some chapters which I think are really good, and then there are some chapters which are not so good, but you know, that will all come together in the second draft, I'm sure. So I just wanted to share those couple of examples with you to give you a demonstration of how powerful using the word won't instead of can't can be, and how you will feel much more in control of the decisions that you do and do not make when you stop outsourcing your excuses to circumstances which you believe are outside of your control. You know, I won't manage my money properly, not I can't manage my money properly. I won't go to the gym tonight, not I can't go to the gym tonight. And you know what? Sometimes, just sometimes, you are going to choose to do one thing over another. So I can't go to the gym tonight because I'm going for dinner with my friend. Turns into, I won't go to the gym, fucking smooth one, Chadbourne. I won't go to the gym tonight because I'm having dinner with my friend. Like, there's a massive, and that's okay. That's cool, man. It's still my decision, as opposed to outsourcing that responsibility to my friend. You are now making a choice. And the moment that you have a choice, you can ask yourself, is this in line with the future that I want to create for myself? Is this in line with the body that I want to be inhabiting? Is this in line with the version of me who is in success, who is in abundance, who is in a fantastic relationship? And, you know, sometimes it's okay not to go to the gym and have dinner with your friend. Friendships are important. Connection is important. Maintaining really healthy, awesome friendships with high vibe people who are on your wavelength, really, really important. That's great. Then you get to celebrate that. I won't go to the gym tonight because I'm choosing to hang out with Sarah, and Sarah is fucking awesome. Not, I can't go to the gym tonight. Not my problem. Can't go. You're just like letting go of the responsibility of your own management of your physical being. So I really encourage you, over the course of the next 24 hours, 48 hours, just start catching yourself. And it will be a catching thing, right? You'll find yourself saying, oh, I can't. And then you'll be like, oh, God, there's that annoying thing that Emily told me. Oh, God, I want to punch her in the face. Oh, because now I know it. I can't not unknow it. But just start substituting the word can't for won't. And just see what difference it makes in your life and how much more responsibility you take for your actions and non-actions. And you know what? I hear from my clients all the time, well, Emily, I can't afford it. And what I know to be true is you will find the money and the time for the things that are important to you. When you say I can't, no longer my responsibility. When you say I won't, it becomes your choice. I won't afford it. I won't choose to manage my money and direct my finances and my energy and my time into learning about myself and my mind management and my emotional resilience and my spiritual connection. I won't. I'm choosing instead to spend that money and that time and that energy on going to Kmart, gossiping about my friends, sitting in my own victimhood. All good, man. At least like own it. Own where you're at. But what it may very well do is just give you back that feeling of control where you realize that actually I can manage my time and my energy and my money differently. And maybe it's not that I can't afford it or that I can't find the time for it. It's that I won't. And if I won't, what is that saying about the person that I am today? And is that in line with the person I want to be? And if it's not, I also have the power to change it. So trust that that has been useful. Like I said, if you've enjoyed this content, if it's really worked for you, if you haven't minded my swearing and my stumbling and my ums and my that really annoying sound that I sometimes make, then feel free to share it. If not, all good. If you've hated it, what are you doing still listening to it? All right, lovely people. I trust it's helped someone. Mwah!
If you're anything like me, your first thought in the morning is often one of, oh, holy fuck. We wake up instantly feeling like we're in lack. Not enough sleep, not enough time, not enough. We scroll through social media and feel not enough. We think about our day ahead and feel underprepared, uninspired, or overwhelmed. What if we're not enough? Before we're even out of bed, our mind is telling us all sorts of crazy stories, and these stories set the precedent for our day and have a huge effect on our results. Imagine if you could start your day with a different thought. Imagine waking up to a daily reminder of the greatness that lies within you. Imagine having your own personal and funny cheerleader inspiring you every single day. Imagine your first waking thought being one of abundance and purpose. Well, imagine no longer, my friend, because now you can wake up with M. Wake Up with M is a text message service for women who are ready to wake up to their power, purpose, and passion. A daily motivational message from me personally to get you smiling into your day and vibing high from the moment you wake up, and all for less than the price of a couple of lattes a month. And even better, you get the first month completely for free. Because, well, you know, you might actually find it really annoying to have a daily reminder that you're amazing and capable and awesome. Head to emilychabourne.com/wakeup or check out the link in the show notes below.